This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor and it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck. So you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning. Welcome in. Saturday Suckage. Time to take roll. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
John Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
Sucking.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Brian Cashman.
I also know that we suck right now.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man. Like, do we suck?
Chris Rock.
I suck so bad, they used to pick me after the white kids.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you got to embrace the suck.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Oh, my God, the suck.
That was Toby. Nicely done, Trash Panda. Way to suck up. Way to suck during the suck roll call. Random Bears fan. Steph Curry.
We suck tonight.
Terry Bors.
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Avenue Q.
It sucks to be me.
No.
It sucks to be me.
No.
It sucks to be broken, unemployed, and turning 33.
St. John.
Sucks to me.
Ross Perot.
There will be a jam sucking sound going south.
Devin McCourty.
Sucks to end the season that way.
Nick Chubb.
One of the things that stuck to us when he came here, he said, you got to embrace the suck.
Pat McAfee.
There are some commentators that suck out there.
Nicholas Ehlers.
Not a fun morning. It sucks.
Chris Ballard.
And now we lose these last two games and we just suck.
Giannis.
We suck. Play bad.
They made shots. They played good. They played better than us.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody.
Bueller.
Oh.
Guys, I'm on a winter vacation now with my nieces and the family. More family back there. More family up here. So, and Dave the cat is at home. So thanks for asking. And Bears.
So let's welcome in Mike Esposito.
Hello, my friend. It's good to be here. I look forward to a time when the Trash Panda from his overnight shift can be added to the Suck roll call.
We will. We'll find out from him and as Trash Panda and Mark Grody fill in for the legendary Les Grobstein, we will get stories from them. And even though Mark Grody is not here, we will do what Mark heard, because Mark heard a knock on the door, and boy, is that a story. We're going to do that. And,
that's funny.
And we are welcoming Mike Esposito in for Mark Grody. And as you heard, Mark, we played his video, audio, he played his tweet as he's responding to us about Dave the Cat, and he left Dave the Cat at home, and I believe Dave the Cat, which I suggested, star in a reality show called The Real House Cats of Chicago. And I do think that Dave the Cat is intentionally missing the litter box these right now, while he knows that because Dave the Cat's a diva and Mark just left him there. It's all kinds of bad news there.
Well, and I think Dave the Cat is pretty angry at his his sleep clock being disrupted with Grody's new overnight schedule. So I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. I think Dave's got a plan.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Our Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The number is 312-644-6767. That's also the phone number that people used to call. And 312 texter says, I can't listen to this open. Okay, well, the open's over. Thank you for sticking around. We appreciate that. Today...
Whoa. Is this guy got a problem with my work? Or is he just playing the bit? No, I gotta call him out.
I don't know. We're moving right along. I don't know. Call him. His number's there. Or her number's there.
I'm going to text him.
Yeah. You go right ahead. You get back to us. See how that
Let
works.
Let us know the result.
See how that works out for you.
I spent like 25 minutes on that open.
It's terrific. And
actually, legitimately, because I had to pull pieces from the old open, so matching up some of the stuff was actually not that easy. So, you know, just to make sure you all know how much I worked for it.
Did you get a Tanny merit badge for doing that?
No.
Is that
he does better work than me.
See if patches out like the Tanny, Boy Scouts.
Yeah, it's a Tanny Junior. Like I'm a Tanny Junior still. Like,
that's a bad phrase. We once had a producer who said that about himself. Who said, "Well, yeah, you know, it's between me and somebody else, and I'm kind of like Tanny Junior around here."
Oh no, I'm not legitimately like that. Like,
it was somebody.
We'll put it like this: Tanny's an Eagle Scout, and I'm a Boy Scout. Like, you know, it's full tier below.
Well, this former producer needed to know that, needed a bit of humbling, and there was some talent there, but he was the former producer who made an open for a caller instead of like making it open for a show and making it open for a guest or anything like that. So he might have been a little misguided in that, but it was a good open for a caller. If you're ever going to have an open for a caller, that right there is textbook. So later on today, we will be... Well, actually, we'll be bridging generations. We'll tell you what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Yeah. Yep. That's something you're going to stick around for. And we're going to play the new game that is sweeping the nation, keeping up with hating the Mahomeses. I did not realize the extent of this. Oh, my God. We will play that, and it's tied in with, there is a WB Club connection to advancing to the Super Bowl and maybe winning it. This will be a thing. We're going to explore that, because that's what we do here. In the meantime, Espo, IOMG.
Yes.
What a thing. And now you've hosted Bulls post games before.
Yeah.
What in the world would you say after last night?
I tell you what, and I think a lot of it was said on Twitter last night. I enjoyed rewatching the ceiling dunk highlight about 10 times last night. So I can tell you this. I can tell you this. In doing the post game, which I alternate on with our buddies Rick Camp and Zach Zaidman, and you ask the authority. I ask Bill Wennington. You know, after game last night, we talked to Bill about his thoughts. Io does not play rookie-like. He's got that presence about him. He's playing 35 to 40 minutes a game now with some of the injuries going on. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I know he's, what, 21 or 22, whatever, however old he is, he's a rookie. The guy is out there playing like a vet, and it's not always pretty. We saw in the Toronto game that he had some costly turnovers at the end, but he learns from them. And Billy Donovan, after, what, 50 games, completely trusts him. So I think that tells you all you need to know about Io. And it's wonderful from a Chicago perspective, you know, the whole rooting interest. I have 100% rooting interest in him. Chicago native, Illinois, I don't know that he graduated. He only played 3 years, I think. But Illinois ball player, and then Bull. I mean, he checks all of my rooting boxes.
He was the 38th pick in the draft.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It might not be Tom Brady crazy, but he was the 38th pick in the draft. He's in the Rising Stars game, chosen by Gary Payton, who he has a relationship with. And I think the relationship you talked about with Billy Donovan, what Billy Donovan said about trusting him was, I will direct you to NBC Sports Chicago. Casey Johnson wrote a lead block that is spectacular journalism as it highlights spectacular coaching. Because Casey Johnson told the story that was there, and the story that was there was Billy Donovan coaching the player that was there. And what he did with Io before yesterday's game, after that Toronto game, is something that Matt Nagy could never figure out. Coach the player that's there, coach the game that's there. And Casey did a spectacular job of storytelling. Here is Io talking about his, you know, he thought he was getting called into the principal's office. Here's his pregame meeting with Billy Donovan.
He called me this morning. He was like, yo, Io, let me talk to you. You know, I'm thinking like he's going to be upset, of course. But he came to me. He was like, asked the same question you asked. He was like, Io, what did you learn from yesterday? I told him that picking up my dribble in the baseline and just having better court awareness in the game. He was like, cool, you got it. And I'm like, that's it? He's like, yeah. So just that exchange right there, you know, that just make me want to come out here and, you know, go through a wall for him and compete for him because I know he believes in me.
That's coaching. That's spectacular job of coaching. You know, you talked about trusting him. You're trusting the entire offense. Now, some of it is by default. I mean, there are injuries and there are everything that happened with COVID. It has been a season of the Bulls showing their indomitability and they find ways to win. I don't look at this team as a particularly nothing like a playoff juggernaut because the game changes, but the character, the spirit, the ability, the resourcefulness of this team, the fight in this team, this is spectacular.
Yeah, it's fun basketball. And just look at, and I know this is, you know, we can, you know, stereotype it all we want as it's a hardworking team and these guys get along and all the other cliches that you hear. But literally, look at the lineup they threw out there yesterday. Or better yet, look at who's out with injury. No Zach LaVine, no Kobe White, no Caruso, no Lonzo. That's four of their best, what, six or seven players?
Yeah, and Patrick Williams has been missing all year.
And Patrick Williams. Right, I forgot about him because he's been gone all year. Exactly. So, and this is a team, and you go into Indiana, and you win by seven. And granted, Vooch had a great game. DeRozan had 31 again. And Io had a fantastic game. And you talk about, you know, he did. He played 37 minutes last night, 15 points, 14 assists with only two turnovers, two steals, and that wonderful highlight of a dunk at the end of the game. That talk about a fun rookie season Io has had. It's wonderful.
Dexter, our text zone just lit up from the 815. We love the 815. That's where the Wake and Bake Club lives. Can you imagine if Boylan was still here? Io would have been playing in the G League. It's so true. Yes. It would. Well, that was a second round.
We need
pick
to keep playing the way we're playing.
Yeah, we like the way that we're playing. We're doing that. Uh huh.
If you build it, they will come.
My God. Can you imagine that there are people who backed this guy? You watch Billy Donovan do it. And I don't think Billy Donovan is a Hall of Fame coach by any means, but I think Billy Donovan is the right coach for right now, and he's showing you every good thing that a coach should do. He coaches the game in front of him, the players in front of him. He's resourceful. He's just got such a psychological knack, like we heard from Io about the meeting that they had. This is such an upgrade. You never realized how far into the sewage you were with Boylan. You always suspected it. But you know that scene in Moneyball where Brad Pitt as Billy Beane talks about where they are compared to the rest of the majors?
Yep.
That's where Boylan was. That's right. Yeah. Whatever he says the A's are, that's where the Bulls with Boylan are. And you watch, again, I do not think that Billy Donovan has read Auerbach, but I think Billy Donovan has just restored so much respectability and credibility to this franchise as the face of it. I mean, and granted, AK and Mark Eversley have done a terrific job of selecting players, but judging those players, the character of those players, the ability of those players, and so many of the parts fit. You must have had post-game discussions with Bill Wennington on the post-game shows about the versatility of these parts, the flexibility of these parts on this team, and the resourcefulness.
Absolutely. No, and we always will talk about the unsung heroes, the bench players, the guys who come in. I mean, you know, Matt Thomas, there are games he doesn't get in at all. He played 27 minutes last night, and that is because of injury concerns, certainly. But they have depth. They have guys who can come in that are professionals and that will get the job done. And to me, the encouraging part about all this, and you mentioned AK and Mark Eversley, the new front office that was hired a few years back, their player acquisitions have been great. The fun thing to look at from a coaching perspective, right? I mean, they wanted to see things play out. And it's the second Billy, I've read this, I think it was actually Casey who reported this story, who wrote an in-depth piece on this. The day Billy Donovan was fired, they were on a plane. Or that he left. I don't remember the exact circumstance of his leaving at Oklahoma City. But they knew immediately, we're going to go get this guy. And that, to me, they not only have identified players with success, with really great success, they identified their coach and they ran and got him.
You know what would be fun tomorrow? And it will happen in the pregame. The Sixers are in here, right? Mm-hmm. Sixers play the Bulls. Yep. And you're talking about the Sixers being coached by one former Chicago youth star, you know, whatever they call high school kids, snot-nosed booger-eating, whatever they call them.
Prepsters.
Yeah, that one prepster talking about another. Doc Rivers. Yep. I want to hear Doc Rivers on Io because Doc is so good, so smart, and it's so loquacious and engaging and loves the game. And you know he loves the game. You know he knows the game. He's terrific. I want to hear somewhere we're going to get it by the end of the day, the Doc on the Io, one Chicago prep star on another, and I think it'll be outstanding. And that's what awaits him tomorrow. You know, last night was the second half of a back-to-back on the road, right? You go through, go to Toronto, you lose, you clear customs, which is, you know, it's not a big deal for a team in a private jet and all that kind of stuff. But you're playing on the road for second half of back-to-back, and that made it even better. And you know what we're seeing? We're seeing Vooch with points, with rebounds, assists, blocks, stepping up when you know your body count is way high. He's finishing at the rim more. I mean, he's hitting from distance, but that was a problem early in the year. He couldn't finish at the rim. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you wasting all that height?
Yeah, we have definitely talked about Vooch's ups and downs on the Bulls broadcast and on the post game shows, but he has, and I know Indiana was down some big guys yesterday, but 16-21 from the floor, certainly had a huge game leading the team in scoring when they needed it, and they're going to need him. And you mentioned the playoffs and how the game is different in the playoffs. It'll be interesting to see how this three-headed monster plus all of the rest of the parts fit together in the playoffs, because it's a good team. It's a fun team, and will remains to be seen how they can do against the Milwaukees and Brooklyns once you get into the thick of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
See, Montrezl Hart, and you, as long as you bring them up, I can't think of my, I can't think of Milwaukee without that puke, Grayson Allen, and
yep.
what Montrezl Harrell did this week. Mm-hmm. When he sent Giannis flying from behind with clearly a cheap shot, and
right.
Bobby Portis runs over and gives him the eyes and whatever. And to me, that's Grayson Allen cheap shot karma. That's what it is. And I would have lobbied for the Bulls to do that because that's the only way the Bucks get rid of this guy is if you see the damage he does. This is what Grayson Allen does. He jeopardizes your best players. You go back to, and this happens in all kinds of sports, if you go back to Jim Riggleman managing the Cubs, and he screamed at his coaches to tell the players, screamed at his pitchers, don't you dare throw at anybody. Don't you dare retaliate. I don't want Rhino. I don't want Gracie. I don't want any of those guys getting hit because that's what's going to happen. We're not going to lose those guys. And that's what needed to happen for the Bucks to get the idea that you would defend a guy who is that dirty, such a cheap shot, that he jeopardizes other players. If you have any other player defending that guy, mm-hmm. you should be out of the league. And so should this yeah. guy. You hear
lots of coach speak sometimes in these post-game press conferences. That night, Billy Donovan, without calling yeah. the incident out in graphic terms, he went in as strong against Grayson Allen as I have ever heard him do anything. I mean, he kept repeatedly going back into it. I mean, it was 2 minutes of talking about how that had no place in the game. And exactly what you're saying, jeopardizing a player's career and how he thought it was very, very bad. I mean, I don't even think he mentioned Allen by name. I don't think he certainly wasn't cursing, and he did it very professionally, very subtly, but man, was he, you could tell he was hot just by the way he was saying. And the fact that he got one game for that, I still can't believe. I mean, you could see on the replay how clearly he grabbed that second arm and pulled them down. I mean, that was just crap.
You know what I thought of as soon as I saw that was Sean Connery and the Untouchables, the Chicago way.
Uh-huh.
They put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue.
It's in the morgue.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. They bring a knife, you bring a gun. And that's the way it works. That's the Chicago way. So, you know what? You want to do that to one of our? You want to do that to Caruso? We're going to do this to Giannis. Now, how you feeling? And that's how you. That's what you deal with it. All right. I really, because it's so dirty and a player so vulnerable, and I just hate that kind of crap. And I hate it worse. Yeah, that's it. So I have some Bears stuff I want to talk about, Espo.
Okay, we can do that. We like the Bears.
Yeah. Sometimes. At 11:40, we'll Bears. Talk to Tom Thayer. Everybody talks about the Bears' offensive line. What does Tom Thayer think Ryan Poles should do about it? And I have a trade idea. I want to run past him, and I'll run it past you. But one of the criticisms of what the Bears did was the kind of coach they hired. Mm-hmm. And I came across some information from our guy Scott in Davenport last night that kind of suggests the Bears were onto something, as shocking as that sounds. I will show
you. You have
that.
Your football information.
You're I have. We got his and Gary Moeller's football information in the house. And when Gary Moeller's football information is, don't trust Jim Harbaugh. All right. We're Saturday 2nd. Jespo's in for Grody, and Dave the Cat is, we don't know, but it's scary. We are Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Brian Poles, he's your new Bears general manager. Welcome and welcome back. Saturday Suckage, Mike Esposito is in for Mark Grody. He's off on a winter family vacation that is minus Dave the Cat, and we'll get a report on how much damage Dave the Cat did. Dave the Cat is a diva, in case you didn't know. There'll be a show, reality show, the Real House Cats of Chicago, and Dave will be rocking the bling and the drip, I'm sure.
I just hope he left the radio on in the apartment there for Dave the Cat so he had some company while he was gone. Otherwise, I fear for him.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the radio with him. about him. Mark's not here, but we're going to be doing our near award-winning segment, What Mark Heard, about what Mark heard. It was a knock on the door. Hoo boy! So anyways, working backwards, which is a good reason to start with the Jacksonville Jaguars, in this hiring cycle so far that I'm aware of, you've got six coaches hired. The most recent was Doug Peterson, right? Offensive mind, Super Bowl champion. You got Josh McDaniels. He was hired by the Raiders. And offensive mind, you know, I'm not sure where Tom Brady ended and he started, but he ran up pretty well, and Mac Jones looked pretty good for a rookie, better than Justin Fields did. Nathaniel Hackett, hired by the Broncos from the evil Green Bay Packers, or as Les says, the team with vomit green and urine yellow uniform, right?
Yes.
And the Giants hired Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll and Kevin O'Connell, the Rams, the latest Sean McVay, the closest Sean McVay connection, was hired by the Vikings after Jim Harbaugh said, "You either hire my son and me," and they said, "No, we've tried that already with a coach's kid. That's not working." So the one outlier is Matt Eberflus. Perhaps you've heard of him, Laspo?
Yeah, I believe he's your new head coach of your Chicago Bears, Flus, as they like to call him.
Flus. Well, and so much was made of, oh my God, this offensive league, and they're hiring a defensive guy. Could they be any more backwards? Because they have, well, you can certainly understand the logic. You can make the connection. You can connect the dots between offensive coach and quarterback and all that kind of stuff. Didn't work out with Matt Nagy, did it? But moving right along. Scott Lindholm, Scott in Davenport, put together this chart that was for, you, as he says, the late-night degenerate gambling crowd. However, this lets you believe, this leads you to think, maybe the Bears are on to something. They might have stumbled on it. Maybe it's by design. I'm loath to give them credit for being by design, but whatever. Since 2000, the better defensive team won the Super Bowl 13 out of 21 times. There was one tie where the two teams were equal in defense, equally rated in defense. So 13-7-1 is the record for defensive teams, the better defensive team winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, for instance, Tampa Bay was a better defensive team than Kansas City, won the Super Bowl. And you have to, the seven teams of course, include the Bears. The Bears
I, were the, I was just going to say, I know one of those teams.
Yes, was they, not. Yes, they were. They were one of the better. They were one of the seven teams that had went into the Super Bowl with a better defense and lost. But you're talking about a 2-1 difference. Mm-hmm. That you're talking about 13 of 20 teams, forget the tie, but 13 out of 20 teams had, with a better defense, won the Super Bowl. And for all the people who are talking about hiring a defensive coach, maybe that turns out to be the right move.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, they talked extensively about not finding a certain type of coach, but rather somebody who is going to be the best leader and the best guy to gain respect of the players and in the locker room. And certainly from everything you hear about Eberflus, whether it's from Frank Reich or the other members, Chris Ballard of the Colts organization, who is also in our open, which is always a good thing. Everyone seems to agree that Eberflus is up to the task and he is going to be good in that locker room. But Matt Nagy was good in the locker room. You know, that's the one place where he definitely shined brightest. And you know the players liked playing for him. He was seen as a player's coach. So I think it remains to be seen, of course, what Eberflus is going to do. But I agree with what you're saying. And that's the frustrating thing with as soon as you said that and I started thinking about the Bears-Colts Super Bowl, just think about this. Hester ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown, and where did the Bears end up with points-wise that day? I don't know why I start thinking about this stuff 15 years later, but that's
well, we were going to bring it up anyways because yesterday was the anniversary of that kick return. So
yes, it was.
We're going to bring it up with our next guest, with Tom Thayer, who was there, who was watching it, and then everything got all wet. They were doing really well until they put Sed Benson in the game. They were doing really well until they stopped running the ball, and it all it took was Daniel Manning to bite, and Peyton mm-hmm. Manning made him pay. And by the way, did you see Peyton Manning last week on Saturday Night Live?
I saw the news update segment. Yes, the weekend update with Peyton Manning. I did, very funny.
Yes, it is not. We can't. We would not do it justice. Should we try to describe it? All he did was miss the NFL playoff games on the greatest weekend ever. And Tom Brady retiring, and just sort of all wrapped it up into the compared it. The analogy was Emily in Paris and how she goes about conducting her life or having things happen to her. And Tom and Peyton Manning remains the greatest athlete actor of our time. He's outstanding. And I don't, are they? They probably wouldn't allow a Manning cast, right? It's not on ESPN, is it? A Manning nope. cast for the Super Bowl would be.
I have seen it. There actually is, and let me call it up here real fast, because they do have a schedule for the Manning cast for the Super Bowl.
Really?
I'm going to have to find it. Yeah, I believe so. I believe ESPN is doing it.
I can't believe that the NFL would allow it, because they wouldn't want to siphon off any kind of viewers. And they're all business partners. I can't believe that would happen.
There's got to be some caveat where they can't, because what's going to happen is ESPN doesn't own the rights to the game, so they can show Eli and Peyton reacting to stuff, but talking, they won't be able to yeah. show the game like they do for Monday Night Football, you know, unless well, they worked out some weird deal. Yeah.
But I still don't think they would want ESPN, a business partner, to take away from another business partner, because now you see all the cross promotion, one network sending you to another network. They're all kumbaya. We're all taking this, you know, money from the same pot, and that's the way it works. So,
maybe I'm wrong. I can't find it.
I'd be really surprised if they were to allow that. And by the way, the idea that Snoop Dogg and Joe Buck would be on, you know, these are the range of guests that they have
yeah.
is spectacular. And the fact that Joe Buck, who I love and I know everybody in Chicago hates, has such a sharp, he can have such a sharp tongue that they're when Joe Buck was on, and Peyton Manning is saying, "Hey Joe, don't you wish that during your broadcast you could have somebody? Has there ever been a broadcast where you wish you'd have somebody in there telling stories and talking like this?" And Joe Buck says, "Yeah, your Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks." Bang! Got all of that one, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to take a break. We will come back with Tom Thayer. He was on the Bears broadcast. He was on the call when Devin Hester gave you the... You know that Devin Hester kickoff return remains the one the greatest Bears moment since the Super Bowl. That's it.
Oh, for sure.
That's
it.
And it was in a loss. Welcome to Bears Super Bowl. All right, Bears history. There you go. All right, we will we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Tom Thayer about what he thinks the Bears should do with the offensive line. And that's the way it's going to be. Saturday suckage. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Adam Vinatieri has it on the tee. The Colts in all white. The Bears, navy blue and white. You white know, numerals are about ready to go.
By the people in the stands, they don't need seats today because they're all standing.
Vinatieri on the approach platform. Popping here in Miami. It sails to the far side around the 8-yard line to Hester. Under it and to the middle with the 15 to the 20. Breaks free of the 25 to the 30. To the outside. 40. Midfield. 40. 30 of the Colts. 20. 15. Hester 5. Oh! Touchdown Bears!
No way!
If only. If only. They could have
I got
ended,
goosebumps listening to that again.
If only they could have ended this Super Bowl right then and there. Right, Tom Thayer?
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I always, every time I hear that highlight, it's a great call by Jeff, excitement by Devin Hester. But I remember immediately looking at Peyton Manning, and he had already turned his back to the field to play and was clapping his hands towards the bench up going, all right, guys, you know, we got to match this, or we got to do something special here, you know, in our own right.
Tom Thayer is joining us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Tom, I appreciate you jumping in today. Thank you for spending time with us. I want to get your thoughts on Chris Morgan, the new offensive line coach. Everybody's talking about the Bears offensive line, and that includes the general manager, who might actually live up to what general managers have said before in making the offensive line a priority. What is it? What do you know about Chris Morgan? What can Bears fans expect to see?
You know, I think it's about, you know, been involved in a lot of different programs. I don't think there's any offensive line coach out there right now that is just one system only. You kind of have to morph along with the different offensive coordinators, head coaches that you're working with. And so he's been in a variety of systems, and concluding with the Pittsburgh Steelers system, which I know their offensive line wasn't very good this year just on talent base. However, you know, it's the foundation of the success of their organization is offensive line background, their production, and then the defensive side of the ball. So, yeah, when you talk about Ryan Poles and Cunningham and now Chris Morgan, you know, there's a lot of years of experience, a lot of knowledge. And what I probably like most, because, you know, it's going to take a hand. Every one of these guys is going to have to evaluate the talent. You know, what they teach them, how they teach them, you know, that's going to be something these guys are, you know, have been learning throughout the time they started playing football. But you got to figure out who fits where the best and what is going to give you the strongest, best offensive line from day one. And I'm interested to watch their evaluation process of how all these guys fit in place. But Chris Morgan, he's been around a long time. He's been, like I said, a lot of different systems, and he understands his role in the development of the offense.
Yeah, I'm curious to see too, Tom, because you know Poles is going to come in and Morgan, and we saw what happened with Kansas City in last year's Super Bowl, and then they came back with a redone offensive line this year. You noted the changes, and it was obviously a focus for them, and Poles was there, and now he's here. And I got to wonder, you know, is Tevin Jenkins a Poles-type guy? Do they like what he brings? Is he a left tackle? Is he a right tackle? What about Larry Borum? What about Mustafa at center? I mean, there's a lot of wild cards on that offensive line.
Oh, yeah. And then you got James Daniels, who's up for a contract, and you have a little time of evaluation other than from what you've seen in person or what you watch on tape of how you're going to kind of, you know, figure out what you're going to do there in terms of, you know, your financial commitment. But, you know, that's what I, you know, saying is, you know, the evaluation of these guys is going to be as important as anything once they put the pieces in place and then they start the development process. Because you got to figure, you know, who and where fits best. To me, just as an eyes-on evaluation of these guys, I've always thought that Larry Borum is best suited to be a left tackle. He's big. He moves well. He's got good structure. He's intelligent. like he showed in the Seattle game, being a backup. Tevin Jenkins leaves after the third play, and he goes in, and he's mentally and physically prepared for that game. So that was encouraging to me. And then Tevin, I think he starts from ground zero. I think from anything that we've seen from him thus far, you kind of just put on the back burner, and you say, okay, Tevin, as soon as you're ready and you want to and you're ready to get in that weight room, then you invest and live and love the weight room until we need you on your feet. And then when we need you on your feet, come out here and compete as a starting offensive tackle, and it'll be determined where you're going to play. And so I do think that's going to, you know, really have a huge role in what the offense is able to do when you get that position settled.
Would you trade Roquan Smith for a left tackle who could start?
They'd have to be special. And there's not a project. There's not a guy that's got a bad attitude. There's not a guy that was, you know, drafted. I mean, that person would have to be really special. And again, you know, when you talk about Roquan Smith and you talk about changing of the defense, where are you going to put him? Are you trading a Mike linebacker or are you trading a Will linebacker? And if you're talking about trading a linebacker for a starting left tackle, to me, no. To me, again, because of what I've seen out of Borum, I honestly believe that you could invest in him and in his development. And, you know, I think that, you know, getting through this year is a huge hurdle for any guy, any position, anywhere where you were drafted. But now it's time to go to work because you showed that you can play.
Yeah, and Tom, I personally would not trade Roquan Smith, and I don't think that's going to happen either. And I also am excited to see what Eberflus and Alan Williams and the new defensive staff can do with him, because we've heard nothing but raves out of Darius Leonard and some of the other Colts players about what was happening there in Indy.
Yeah, you know, but when you're talking about a defensive chain, you're talking about a middle linebacker and all the history of greatness with the Chicago Bears organization, you always have to look at your defensive tackles, because that's where the protection is provided so that guy can run sideline to sideline, cover passes, get into the backfield, tackles for loss and such. So, you know, is it Blau Nichols and Eddie Goldman? Is it, Kyrus Tonga, or, you know, who else is going to fit in there on the inside to be in front of Roquan? And so I think there's all those little decisions that you have to make before you figure out, before you get these guys onto the field.
Tom, would you envision, if you had your choice and you were running that defense, at least as a base, would you want Roquan Smith trying to be Brian Urlacher or Roquan Smith trying to be Lance Briggs?
To me, it would be Brian Urlacher. Because there's more similar. You know, if you take Urlacher and you take Mike Singletary, right in the middle, you put Roquan Smith, because I think he's got athleticism that he runs as well as anybody. He understands the game. He catches balls well when he gets in a position to make some interceptions. You know, Brian may have a bigger cover radius just because he's a bigger guy. Singletary never had great hands, but he was a great middle linebacker. So, you know, I do think that you really have that good interior centerpiece of that type of defense that can run sideline to sideline, cover tight ends down the middle of the field, and sometimes even support on the exterior for a fourth receiver.
Tom, as we bring you on and we talk about O-line and we talk about linemen, which we know is near and dear to your heart, and you talk about the various different things going on with the Bears and who fits where, where do you, if you're up there, you're in the front office, where do you look to bring in depth and where do you look in to bring in starters? And I know you mentioned James Daniels. That's obviously a big question too. What do you do with him?
I have to get a corner. Somehow I need to get a corner outside Jalen Johnson and then kind of put the interior pieces in place to see how the safety and the nickel corner can provide some spark for those outside guys. You know, to me, and I know, again, I say it every time because it sounds like a broken record, the foundation of my team is going to be offense and defensive line. And is Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn, do they fit into your system how you envision your system being run? If they do, then put them in place. If they don't, are they tradable to bring in the type of bodies you need to fulfill the style of defense you want to play? And then the Bears need some size at wide receiver. When you look at the 10 receivers in the Pro Bowl, I think there's only one of them under 6 foot, and that's Tariq Hill. Every one of them are over 6 foot. And the Bears, the only receiver they had over 6 foot this year, I think, was Brian Robinson. So now, no slight to any of those guys, because I had fun watching them this year. However, if you're going to go out there and have a team of receivers that can complement Justin Fields, win the division, and get yourselves in the playoffs, you're going to have to get some size eventually.
We think you meant Allen Robinson, not Brian Robinson.
Did I say Brian Robinson?
Yeah, I could think about that. You wanted him to block another field goal by the evil Packers.
Yeah, block another field goal there. Allen Robinson, he was the only plus 6 footer out there.
So speaking of him and his whatever the way his relationship with the coaching staff and the team devolved and just deteriorated and became an awful thing. He became less than a decoy. And if you're talking about a guy who didn't go all out on every play, that might be a guy who would have to, he might owe a lot of money on the loaf chart. But that was under a coaching staff that we come to find out now stiffed him on exit interviews and paid him no mind. And Matt Nagy suddenly had a history of dealing with guys like that. He apparently did that with Trubisky. He came unprepared. He didn't even show up for a meeting with Allen Robinson. And Robinson has tweeted lately things like, no lie, I got mad love for the city of Chicago, Navy Blue Heart, Orange Heart. And he also tweeted, it's crazy how successful deep crosses and special routes are, Kansas City versus Pittsburgh. Kansas City, wasn't that where Matt Nagy was plucked from? So the idea that he would fire off like that after saying that after 4 years, Matt Nagy, they never really had an identity, does that make you think he's more likely to be enthused about this coaching staff and more enthused to play? Or is he just like understandably looking to get paid and looking to get out?
That's the thing about A-Rob is you got to look at a reasonable and responsible financial commitment from whomever is going to sign you. Because I love Allen Robinson, everything he's done for the Bears, the way he's come in and kind of been a good example to the younger receivers on the team when he was in contract happiness. And I can't break the bank for him. He's not going to be one of the top, five highest paid receivers in the league, but he's going to get paid a lot of money if he does want to come to Chicago. But, he may have to go out there and explore what, his opportunities are going to be and then decide what he's willing to take. Because if you just think you're going to go and, hang the shingle out there and say, hey, buy my wide receiver services for most in the league, it's just not going to happen.
All right, well, we'll wait and see. And Tom, we thank you for joining us today. Thank you. Thanks for taking time out over this weekend.
Anytime, guys. Thank you. All right. See you guys.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Tom Thayer, thanks. He and Jeff Joniak call the Bears football games on our brother station WBBM, 780 AM, 105.9 FM. You heard
Bears.
Him going full Ron Santo on that Devin Hester highlight. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Devin Hester kick return, and as Trash Panda and I were discussing, it was, there's your Bears football highlight, the only good moment that happened after the Super Bowl that Tom Thayer's team played in.
It is literally the most exciting call probably, and of course, you're not going to compare it to a Super Bowl victory, but the victory itself was not one moment. Think of how excited that is, literally the kickoff of the Super Bowl, which you haven't been to at that time in 20-something years.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the most exciting single call that the Bears have ever had, probably, in their illustrious football history.
And Jeff Joniak was ridiculous.
He was.
And Tom Thayer was Ron Santo. And
I got chills. I'm not even joking. I got chills listening to that again.
It was. It's the one and only time it's happened in the Super Bowl. Opening kickoff all the way back. All right. Speaking of the Super Bowl, the Wake and Bake Club had some effect on
a
Super Bowl a Super Bowl contender, not just a contender, but one of the teams that made the Super Bowl. And I don't think you can deny this connection. And on top of that, it led to the new game that's sweeping the nation. Keep up with hating the Mahomeses. This is really a thing. So we'll do all that. And even though Mark Grody's not here, Espo's in for Mark Grody, we're going to do what Mark heard. And we'll talk to Trash Panda about what they all heard in the grobber spot. We are Saturday Suckage. Thank you for listening. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.